Make someone happy. Make just one someone happy.
The moment I decided to leave him, the moment I thought, enough, we were 35,000 feet above the ocean, hurtling forward, but giving the illusion of stillness and tranquility. Just like our marriage, I could have said, but why ruin everything right now? Here we were in first-class splendor. There was no turbulence, and the sky was bright. "Will you have some cookies, Mr. Castleman?" a brunette asked him, leaning over with a pair of tongs, and as her breasts slid forward and then withdrew, I could see the ancient mechanism of arousal start to whir like a knife sharpener inside him. "Mrs. Castleman?" the woman asked me, but I declined. I didn't want her cookies or anything else. We were on our way to Helsinki, Finland, a place no one ever thinks about unless they're listening to Sibelius or lying on the hot, wet slats of a sauna. Our plane rose in the sky, and finally I decided for certain that I would leave my husband. Definitely. For sure. 100%. He looked over at me, suddenly, and said, "What's the matter? You look a little, something." "No, it's nothing," I told him. "Nothing worth talking about now, anyway." And he accepted this as a good enough answer, returning to his plate of cookies. It was difficult to disturb this man. He had everything he could possibly ever need. He was Joseph Castleman, one of those men who own the world. You know the type I mean, those sleepwalking giants, roaming the earth and knocking over other men, women, furniture, villages. There are many varieties of this kind of man. Joe was the writer version, a short, wound-up, slack-bellied novelist who almost never slept, who loved to consume runny cheeses and whiskey and wine, who was as entertaining as anyone I've ever known, and who derived much of his style from the Dylan Thomas Handbook of Personal Hygiene and Etiquette. There he sat beside me on Finnair Flight 702, and whenever the brunette brought him something, he took it from her, every single cookie and steaming washcloth. If that luscious cookie woman had stripped to her waist and offered him one of her breasts, he would have taken it, no questions asked.